Hey y'all, it's Justine Mentor from Mentor Management. I'm an LA-based dance choreographer and educator turned career coach, and I'm all about inspiring, motivating, and educating professional dancers. I'm so excited to bring you Dance Careers Unfiltered, where we chat about the nitty-gritty behind the business side of the entertainment industry. The stuff that people don't know, they need to know. Let's dive in.
Welcome to Dance Careers Unfiltered. I'm coming at you today with the top three questions I get in my DMs. Over the last 2 years of running my business strictly on Instagram, I've done a lot of connecting and communicating with dance artists from all over the world through my platform. It really is amazing to be able to connect with so many people through Instagram, and it's such a gift and advantage of social media to be able to share with other individuals that we might not have met. I've seen a lot of different things throughout my time in the industry, and even as the industry has changed as much as it has, there's still some underlying concerns and issues through the dance community that have stayed prevalent. Many of the same concerns come up often and consistently in my DMs, in my inbox, and through my clients and everybody that I'm talking to. So much of what I'm doing is just talking to people. It's just discussing their concerns, talking about the roadblocks on their journey, making plans to fix that. And it's just been really interesting to see which ones have been a theme throughout. And that's why I really wanted to do today's episode, was to just shed light on that and hopefully answer some of the most common questions that I get so that you can get some insight too. The top three questions are, and in no particular order, number one, where do I even start? Number two, how do I find more opportunities and book more work as a dancer? And number three, how do I best promote myself on social media? This seems like a good place as any to remind you of some of the freebies I offer and how to find them. You can find my latest Reels cheat sheet, super great for planning out your reel shoot or just some video content creation, at justinementor.com/reels. I also offer a free class on my concept of the digital dance bag, which is an approach to organizing your online submissions for any kind of job. And brand spanking new, I have a workshop coming up all about branding and social media for dancers called Badass Branding, coming up on February 28th. And you can go to justinementor.com/shop to sign up. Back to the episode. Number one DM FAQ. Where do I even start? Ooh, y'all, this is for sure number one. And I know I said in no particular order before, but definitely this is my number one most asked question. This is for people who haven't started the industry yet, but it can also be for the people who are looking to kind of switch their path, or it's even like, where do I even start on fixing my Instagram? Where do I even start on promoting myself? Where do I even start on submitting myself? Where do I even start if I want to switch paths within the industry? Like, do I want to now focus more on commercial acting? Do I want to get into screenwriting or production or makeup or fitness or whatever it might be, whatever their avenue? So this first step question is a big one. At the end of the day, it's really all about breaking the barriers to beginning. That first move, that first step is always the hardest. It's like when you're trying to go to the gym and you're like, oh, I do not feel like going to the gym. But once you're actually there, you're like, oh, this is great. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a nice time. I feel really good in my body right now. I did a good thing for myself. And all of those like really yummy dopamine neurotransmitters come into your head and you feel good. But that first boost of going to actually do it is the absolute hardest, especially when you're talking about professional dance, a career in the entertainment industry. There is no right or wrong way. And that is at one point super exciting because you're thinking to yourself, I can do whatever I want. I can make myself into whatever I want to be. I can be an artist and I can live my life fulfilled and I can do the things that I want to do my way. But on the other hand, it's scary. It's scary to know that there isn't a right or wrong way because there is no plan to follow. There are no rules. It's literally my favorite quote in the movie Grease, y'all, is the rules are there ain't no rules. And it's true. It is so applicable to our industry and our career choice. And it's something that you have to accept in order to do what we do. You have to know that there isn't one right or wrong way to do it. And you have to go with your gut. You have to just keep going, keep on keeping on. So my big answer to the question, where do I even start? Obviously, I have to dive in more to what that artist journey is looking like at the moment. Are they fresh out of high school? Are they in high school and trying to get a leg up? Are you in college, about to graduate? Did you just graduate? Have you been here for 1 year to 5 years and you're still trying to figure things out, which is massively common because it takes so long to get yourself started here. However, generally the answer is, and don't get mad at me, you just have to start. You just have to start making moves, and you're not going to know if it's the right one. There, I said it. You're not going to know if it's the right move until you make it. Just like that gym move when you go and you're like, ah, oh, this is, feels great. Or you're going to go to that place and you're going to know that that is not your vibe, but you don't know until you try it. It's that quote, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if you don't take any leaps, no pun intended, to pursue a career in dance, then you'll absolutely never know what it is that you can accomplish or what it is that you enjoy and how that feels in your adult life. Because so many different things are going to come up. Your priorities are going to shift. Your life is going to change. You're going to grow up. You're going to mature, and you're going to find different things that fill your bucket. And that may or may not be scary or enlightening to you, but it could be, but it will be a learning opportunity. And everything that you do in this journey is a learning opportunity and a chance to figure out what your next move will be. I once had a dancer say they weren't sure what to do because they love performing, but they really, really love teaching and choreography at the same time. And this is really common, the kind of choosing between different fields within dance. This comes up a lot. So this is like within that, where do I even start question? You know, am I a commercial dancer or am I a concert dancer? Do I want to go on a cruise and go away for a while? Or do I need to stay here because of the fear of not being seen while they're here in LA or New York or whatever it is that you are located? So it's that kind of push and pull of loving one thing and loving in another and not knowing where to go because you're so torn. And often as artists, we love a lot of things and we have a lot of passions, and sometimes that can really split us. And at the end of the day, that just paralyzes us and we just don't know which way to go. And then we freeze and we don't act. And that is where the problem lies. So the answer then to where do I even start is start. Go to an audition, go to a class, start doing things. Do not just think about what you want to do, do what you want to do. Make the moves. Talk to the people, go to the audition, submit yourself for the project, whatever it may be, even if you don't know if it's right, even if you don't know if that's the choreographer or that's the style or that's the vibe that you want to do or the project type that you want to do, or you're really gung-ho on doing TV and film, but okay, you'll go out for that stage production anyway. I would say you have to just do one because you'll never know what you like or don't like unless you try something. I also think it comes with the awareness of knowing that you can't do everything all at one time. You might be able to conquer a lot of different things, and you should, especially if your career is going to span a lifetime. If it's going to go over 20, 30, 40, 50 years, then you can do all the things, but you have to remember that not everything can happen all at one time, and everything will lead you somewhere else. I use the analogy of a house a lot. So I say, starting your journey in dance is like walking up to the house and taking a knock on the door. You're not sure who's inside. You don't know what it looks like in there or what the style is, but you're going to walk in anyway. And then there's different opportunities behind each door and window that happens in there. And then you're going to walk in the house And then you're going to meet X, Y, and Z person. And then that person is going to lead you through that window. And then you're going to climb out of that window and land somewhere else and then run to the next house and then go through another set of doors. And it's just always dependent on your experiences and what you do and who you meet. So it's always going to change. Your career and your brand and everything that you do in your life is going to continue to evolve. You just have to trust that you're making the right decisions. And if you're making them based on your passion and your why, always remembering your why first, why you're doing it, why you're pursuing a career in dance, why you want to make it your living, then you will be okay. Whew, that got deep. That got real deep. But the point is, just jump, even if you don't know where you're going to land. Number two, my second most asked questions in my DMs, how do I find more opportunities and book more work as a dancer? So this one is tricky. There is no black and white answer, and there's generally no black and white answers to anything in this business, and especially because I'm a Libra, I am always going to give you a little bit of both sides, and then it's for you to listen to your gut and your intuition telling you the strong thing that you need to do for yourself. So I'm here to paint both sides of the picture, and you are welcome to fill it in the way that you would like. So finding more opportunities and booking more work as a dancer. This is tough because it's not the same in every market. And it's not as black and white anymore of being able to be a talented person and go and book a job because of your talent. There are a lot of nuances now and a lot of different things that play into it. Some good and some bad. And some we just need to accept. For opportunities in LA, and since that is where I'm based and that is the bulk of my experience, I will absolutely talk about the LA market and hope that this is applicable to others. So when you are a dancer in LA, you'll find opportunities through representation. However, your representation is using specific databases that production will call for dancers. So the chain of events of that is a producer is making something. It has a project, whether that is a music video, a commercial, a TV show, a live stage production, a influencer campaign, whatever it might be here in LA, they're going to then send that over to the casting agents, and the casting agents and directors are going to send that over to the agencies, the dance agencies. And then the dance agencies look through their databases. And I've said this before, but it's a little bit like online shopping. They set their filters. I need a female identifying dancer from 5'7 to 5'9, that's blonde and has blue eyes and can do aerial work and point work. And those are all the different filters that you set up. So they are sending you out on those types of jobs. And then those trickle down then to the people who fit the specs. So for people who are not signed, it would be best to have accounts, and some of them you have to pay for and some of them you don't, on any and all casting databases that you can find. And this should be in every city as well. So in New York, there's like Backstage is obviously the big one there, but there's other ones that you can look into that you can join. And it might be a good idea to sign up and to pay for it because you need to invest in your career in the way that you need to. And if you're not finding the opportunities you want and need and enough of them on, let's say, Instagram or through friends, then you need to be going down different avenues to find them. So number one, more opportunities, get on all the casting databases, keep your profiles updated, and make sure that people can find you and you can show them what you can do. So that goes to the other end of all of this, is finding more work and booking more work as a dancer, is making sure that everything that you are showing, basically what I call the proof, is all updated, complete, and explicit. And I don't mean explicit like naughty. I mean explicit like you are painting the picture of exactly who you are and what you offer pretty blatantly online. So that means having your casting databases, but also whether it's your social media or a website, having a hub, a home base online that really represents you Because at the end of the day, even if you have representation, and I'm sure all of you who have representation are nodding your heads along with this, it is still in your hands. You are still in the driver's seat of your journey. So to book more work as a dancer, you have to do the work on your end. And it's not just training. And obviously that plays into it a lot. And we haven't even gone there yet. But it's also that back end of making sure that you know how to represent yourself the best as possible. So that if you're submitting yourselves on jobs, which you should be, then you know the right way to do it. And you know that you're representing yourself the right way. And people can then easily insert you into their projects as seamlessly as possible. And then, of course, the more connections that you make, the more opportunities will come your way. So those connections come through class generally. So training is always the mecca, always the foundation of everything that you do in your journey. So keeping current in class, meeting people, connecting with them, and continuing to challenge yourself in the classroom and not just go somewhere to show off, but going to do something in that way. And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention the other opportunities in the dance field other than just being a professional dancer. You can be a teacher, choreographer, an adjudicator. You can own a dance studio. There are so many ways to keep dance in your life, and they are all valid. You don't have to be a professional performer just to be seen as a valid artist. Please remember that. And then there's a lot of opportunities that come with that as well. And you just have to be driven and make sure that you are going for it. It kind of goes back into number one for where do I even start? And just kind of making those moves and making sure that you're doing that for yourself. So put yourself out there and don't hold back. There's other websites like answersfordancers.com. It's kind of old school, but it definitely still has some opportunities on there. And danceplug.com also has opportunities. And I would also not discount Craigslist every now and then. I know some of you are going to at me for that, but hey, you never know what you can find. Just make sure you vet it and make sure everything's okay. You can also find things on Instagram. It does take a lot of digging to find those. So that can be a little bit daunting. And then I would also just make sure you're flagging the accounts and the places online that are offering other opportunities in the more corporate sense. So cruise lines and theme parks and hotels and resorts and places like that, that aren't necessarily going to be posting on the casting databases and that have their auditions on a regular basis, whether it's online or in person. And you can kind of gauge that, but you have to do the work. There's no place to find every single opportunity, unfortunately, although that is a good business idea. So the moral of the story is doing your own work and just making sure that you are keeping yourself in the mix of everything that is happening in your industry. Number three DM FAQ is how do I best promote myself on social media? Ooh, this is the one. This is probably number two of most asked. And it has to do with promoting yourself and also branding and also what kind of accounts to make and how many accounts to make. Ooh, there are so many questions about this because it is so new to be able to do this in our industry that there's just so many questions about it. And this again goes back to what your goals are. What are your goals with social media and why do you want it to use it to promote yourself? How are you using it to promote? Are you trying to gain followers or are you just trying to use it as a platform to promote yourself, to cast yourself into jobs? What is it that you're using the platform for? And it depends on what has specifically been asked of me. But if someone was to say, how do I best promote myself on social media? Then I would tell them to post consistently. And there is no magic formula of the right time of day or how many times a week or what's kind of format that you need to post in order for it to gain more traction. And again, do you want likes on it or do you just want the right people to see it? There's so many different questions that play into this. There's so many nuances to social media and how to use it and why we use it and all of those things. So you need to figure that out for yourself first, of why you would want to use it and what is it for. But I would say if you're trying to use the platform to gain a little bit of traction, to gain visibility, then I would say consistency is the key there. and whatever works within your lifestyle. I don't want you killing yourself trying to do something that is not sustainable and doesn't feel authentic to you as a person and artist. I also want to make sure that I come at this with a disclaimer. So I'm putting a little asterisk on here. I am not a social media expert. I come at everything that I do. I approach everything from a marketing and casting standpoint. Anything that is going to help you promote and submit yourself better is where I come from. That is my approach always. I can't tell you how to get a bunch of followers or be an influencer or get deals with people or do any of that. That is not my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is the marketing and branding side of dancers and casting. So that being said, the second answer that I probably would give people, and again, this is hypothetical, is to make sure that you're not just showing the perfect sides of you. I would say that since the pandemic, social media has changed a lot. Obviously, the usage of it has increased a lot, but it's mostly that people just don't want to feel like they're talking to robots. We want connection. That is the first and foremost thing. That is the first and foremost thing we want as human beings. So when you're approaching your Instagram strategy, even if you don't want to call it that, I want you to think about showing the process over the perfection. That is always going to be what draws people towards you the most. So instead of only showing the best parts and only showing the final things, then show a little bit more of the behind the scenes. Show a little bit more about you getting ready for X, Y, and Z, or what happens at the audition, or sharing your story in that way, or discussing the process behind what happened during class and why that might not have been your best class for the day. And that all can be achieved in your caption. So I would say it's a healthy dose between what you're actually posting and what the caption is to explain it. You know, you want to think of that as how you're embellishing what you've already shown. It's the cherry on top. It's what people will stay for. They might stop the scroll based on the aesthetic or the visuals of what you have actually posted, but they'll stay on it by what you're saying. That is always going to have them stay longer than just watching the video or seeing the picture. That being said, I say that a lot. I say that being said a lot. Segueing into this workshop that I'm offering, I want to talk a little bit more about it so you have an understanding of what I'm offering. So on February 28th, I'm doing a badass branding workshop for dancers. And I'm going to try to offer this quarterly, I think, but I'm not announcing anything about that because I want to see how this one goes and the response. So this workshop, I've done it a few times. I've done it in person, actually, many times. And it is a part of my Dance Biz Playbook, which is the online course that I offer online. So it is a part of all of that. So it's not necessarily new, but I've never offered it as a standalone workshop online. So I'm going to be doing an hour and a half workshop for dance artists to Zoom into. So it's all online. And we're going to be talking about what branding is, so breaking all of that down so we can see how it applies to the dance artist, and then how a dance artist can use branding to their advantage and why they need to, and then breaking down a lot of the specifics about branding, online presence, and social media. So we're going to be covering all of that all across the gamut. It's really good industry advice. It's really good practical advice. It's very logical, and it is meant to be an engaging conversation. So it's not just me talking at you and lecturing you at all. It's meant to be a conversation. So whoever is there, I'm going to be talking directly to ask them about their experiences and about what they need and what their issues are or concerns are just regarding branding or social media in general. And that is what the workshop is. And it is a really great opportunity for anyone looking to up their game or just approach things in a little bit of a different way this season. So you can go to justinementor.com/shop to sign up and book your spot. Spaces are limited because I will be engaging with people within the workshop. And my Mentor You crew participants get first dibs. So hopefully there's going to be enough spots for you, but please go on there and make sure that you get your spot. All right, y'all. See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out mentor.management on Insta and justinementor.com/mentormanagement. That's MNTRMGMT. Check out the show notes to find links to my offerings and today's guest. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. See you next time.